Hello everyone and welcome to our daily manna. Please open our Bibles together, the first letter of 1 John chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. The word of the Lord says, "My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." God bless us from the reading of His Word. What does a judge do? When they're not presiding over legal actions in court, they use established laws and guidance to determine a verdict and pronounce judgment on the constitutionality of different laws and legal precedents. They must ensure that anyone serving as a judge is just, reasonable, and always considers the opinions of others. The scene reads like a courtroom drama. The accused stands before the judge, head bowed. He knows he's guilty. The judge knows he's guilty. But by his side stands his defense attorney, pleading his case. Now, let's change the players a bit. This time, God is the judge, and you and I are the accused. We know we're sinners, guilty as charged. We can't deny that sometimes we put ourselves first at the expense of others. We've been prideful, dishonest, harmful. The list goes on. We're guilty. And then there's God, the judge. In His perfect justice, sin and guilt cannot go unpunished. The penalty is death. But at our side stands Jesus, our advocate and defense attorney, who acknowledges to the judge that we're guilty and deserve judgment and death. But suddenly he steps forward, meaning if Jesus were speaking, "Judge, I'll take that guilt. I'll pay the penalty for their sins." How wonderful if Jesus could do that for the accused representing us. If Jesus actually does it, and I don't see anywhere in the word that the same defense attorney has sacrificed for the accused, where He Himself has given His life for us all. And He offers this sacrificial love for us and me. When we accept God's gift of love, the perfect justice and mercy of God that rolls into one, we can stand before the judge, not guilty and forgiven. Hallelujah! It's as if the God of the universe, the great judge, steps down from His throne and offers us a pure robe of righteousness. No longer are we called guilty awaiting judgment, but thanks to Jesus, our debt has been paid and our sins forgiven. Let's pray. Almighty and eternal God, we thank you for sending your Son into the world to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but for the sins of the whole world. Grant that we may carry the gospel of salvation to the ends of the earth. Fill us with grace and with your Holy Spirit so that your sacred name may be glorified throughout the world. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus Christ has appeased for wrath for our sins and that His sacrificial death has fully paid the price for our sins, leading us to eternal union with Him and becoming fellow heirs with the Father in heaven. Thank you for His glorious resurrection, through which we receive newness of life, and the offer of salvation is open to all who believe. Thank you for all those who come to Christ in these last days. May many more come to faith in Christ before it is too late. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's a question for you to reflect on. Have you received the sacrificial love found in faith in Jesus? Is that enough for you to just attend church or claim to believe in Him for all things? You must accept this gift of love so that the love of God can begin to work in your life. God doesn't force or compel you to accept it. He loves you more than enough for that. But the offer is on the table, waiting to be received. Have you received it? will you receive it? This choice is yours, and your decision to make, make it today. God bless.